coming to you live from Triple J's Big Tent, a backstage at Splendor in the Grass. Lily Allen not nominated for a Mercury Music Award, but the band in front of me have been. I've got Ed McFarlane and Ed Gibson from Friendly Fires.
Hello.
Hello.
And feeling a little bit snooty now. So I'm saying, yeah. I can see why she didn't get nominated.
Let's get a loop up in this bitch.
There's 12 people who have been nominated, and it is the biggest award in UK music of the year. You guys have just been announced as one of the 12. Pretty exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
What were you doing when you found out? What was your reaction?
We're just about to go and play a gig in London, actually. Or was it after the show? I don't know.
It was before the show.
Yeah.
And our TV person came in and said, "Well, lads, I've got, this is not going to leave this room, all right? It's only between us four. You've been nominated for a Mercury." And we had to pretend that we only found out the results on the Tuesday, and that was on like the Saturday, so we had to spend a couple of days being in absolute silence. And
how hard was it keeping that secret?
Pretty easy. Just go, "Oh, Mum, I've been nominated." "Yes, I got nominated."
And was that show that you went on to play that night the funnest show ever? Were you feeling pretty excited, pretty celebratory?
Jack actually had swine flu. So he,
really?
Yeah, straight after the gig, he ran straight to the toilets and was puking.
In the encore, he was having a little panic attack. Then poor guy was shoved back on stage for one last song. And
hard-working band, Friendly Fires.
Too right.
But he didn't spread the swine around?
Well, we were supposed to do two shows afterwards, but we pulled the plug and he got quarantined. And
did you guys have to be quarantined as well?
No, for some reason, I think I've been absolutely fine. And usually I'm the first person to catch a cold and all that stuff. So
you're allergic to the swine. Now, is it like when you get nominated for the Mercury, is it kind of like when you buy a lottery ticket and you start planning your winnings? Think, "Oh, I'm going to buy the big house. I'm going to do that." Have you thought about the acceptance speech?
Not one bit. I think, honestly, getting nominated is enough for me. I don't want to think about, "Oh, we're definitely going to win this one." But I wonder, shall I thank God or not?
Don't want to freak people out, alienators who are atheists, get a bit weird.
The alienator.
Now, you've got a new song that we've just been given, Kiss of Life, which is sounding amazing. I know it's going to be released as a part of the special reissue of your debut record at the end of August, but does this mean that Friendly Fires are back writing new stuff? Are you thinking about the next album?
We actually started writing Kiss of Life in January and we finished it about a month ago.
So the new album's coming in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, around that. I think it was mainly because we've only had about a week off in total since the sort of the record came out, and we had odd days off during tours when we were in the studio just trying to sort of patch it all together. But yeah, we're kind of really glad to have a new song, just so we can play a new song in a live set, so it makes us not go absolutely insane from playing all of our...
What does your mum think of it? Because I understand, Ed McFarlane, that she is at the festival at the moment. Your mum is backstage at Splendor in the Grass somewhere.
She is indeed, yeah. I've rather foolishly haven't brought my phone with me to Splendor in the Grass, so I don't quite know how she's going to get in contact with me. I imagine hopefully I'll just bump into her sort of backstage.
Why is your mum here though? Did you bring her out from
UK? No, she actually lives in Adelaide.
Right.
Yeah, I'm actually an Australian resident as well.
Seriously?
I am.
How is that possible? Were you born in Australia or you just...
No, we had to apply for a visa and it was sort of a painstaking sort of task.
So have you ever actually lived in Australia?
No. I kind of, my passport, I had to... what's it called? When you validify it?
Validate.
Validate it, that's it. That's like an American, validify.
Yeah, it's Bushism.
I had to validate it when I came over for this tour.
Okay. So you could take that and run with it, and as an Australian resident, you could get all kinds of benefits.
Yeah, exactly.
You get swine flu,
exactly.
Just, you know, hole up in bed, be a tax on our system. I know that Jack from the band has been tweeting the ashes. Is it nice to be in Australia, you know, since the last little battle
when
you
swatting around, gloating.
Yeah. So you're gloating about the Mercury Music Prize and gloating about the ashes
as
well.
Our heads are enormous. Our egos are inflated beyond belief.
Are you going to take that on stage and run with it when you hit the stage this afternoon?
I'm not going to mention the ashes at all. I don't know anything about cricket.
Bottles will fly towards your head.
Yeah.
I am wondering though, one last question I wanted to ask you about, a vacuum cleaner on stage. What part does the vacuum cleaner play on stage
in
the Friendly Fires show?
It means I can down all attempt to be skillful and just leave it up to the dustbuster to take care of things.
It's actually part of, it's a musical instrument as
part
of your set.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's got a motor inside, kind of, you know, when you sort of rev it up, kind of goes...
We science fans out there. Yeah. It's got all magnets in it and they make lovely noise.
So you just want to make a funny little whizzy noise on stage.
It's just a whole load of noise, yeah, exactly.
Vacuum cleaner on stage. Yeah. This is going to be the real highlight of the Friendly Fires set. You're going to hear that in the coming weeks because Triple J's live music team is recording Friendly Fires set this afternoon as they hit the mix-up stage. And Ed have been joining us backstage at Splendor. Go out and have fun.
Thank you.
And we'll go crazy. And congratulations on the Mercury Music Prize nomination.
Thank you.
This is the sound of your new single. This is Kiss of Life from Friendly Fires. Hang about. You're backstage at Splendor.